Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship as we rejoice in God's grace.
Only by grace can we enter. Only by grace can we stand. Not by our human endeavor, but by the blood of the Lamb. Into your presence you call.
Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your amazing grace, that by your grace we are saved. There are absolutely no good works that we could ever do to merit your forgiveness. We've all sinned and fall so short of your glory. Not only are we not given what we deserve, eternal punishment, separation from you, we are given and blessed with what we don't deserve, your grace. Your amazing grace allows us to receive what we don't deserve, salvation from the penalty of our sin, and eternal life. Our soul is kept in your hands both now and throughout eternity in your presence. Father in heaven, please bless us now during this time while we rest and rejoice in your amazing grace.
God's grace, then when was like the prodigal who wanted his own way as he left his loving father to see what sin would pay. I had broken God's commandment, rebelled against his will, until I turned to Jesus and found he loved me still. His grace was greater. His grace was greater. Overcome by sin until I looked to him and found that his grace.
This is your call to worship as we think about the grace of God. Thank you for listening to this call to worship. I want to thank those of you who have taken the time to write to us. We sincerely appreciate that. Or those of you that have sent a message to us from our website, thank you. Or maybe you stopped by our Facebook page and left a note. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you're led. If Call to Worship is blessing you, please consider a donation to keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution to this ministry. And if you miss a portion of today's program, you're able to listen to this program on our website as well as other past programs. That website address, again, is calltoworship.us.
Oh,
Is a call to worship.
Tender Savior, gracious Lord, how can I express my grateful heart for all you do, how you love, how you lead, how you bless. Gentle Savior, loving Lord, how can I repay the debt I owe for all you've done? Every moment, every hour, every day, gentle grace, amazing, tender, gentle grace, I lift my hands, lift up my face to thank all of heaven for your love and your gentle grace. Tender Jesus, gracious King, receive my gift of praise. Look beyond my broken heart, Father, look at the offering I raise. Gentle grace, amazing, tender, gentle grace, I lift my hands, lift up my face,
tender Savior, gracious Lord.
The entire Bible speaks to the mercy and grace of God. As Jesus Christ himself was growing up, we see grace in his life. Luke chapter 2, "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." In Acts 11, there's a reference to Barnabas, who went to Antioch to check out a report that the power of the Lord was with them, and a large number of Gentiles believed and had turned to the Lord. And when he saw evidence of the grace of God, he was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would stay true to the Lord. The Apostle Paul, in his testimony from Acts 20, said that, quote, "My life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned to me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God." And Ephesians 2, verse 8, "God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is the gift from God." Romans 5, "There's a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ. And the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result of that one man's sin. For Adam's sin led to condemnation, but God's free gift leads to our being made right with God. Even though we are greater and guilty of many sins, for the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many, but even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of righteousness. For all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ." Yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God and new life for everyone. Because one person disobeyed God, many became sinners. But because one other person obeyed God, many will be made righteous. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says, "I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ." And later, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." And again in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul testifies that, "By God's grace and mighty power, I have been given the privilege of serving him by spreading the good news." And in Hebrews chapter 2, what we see is Jesus, who was given a position a little lower than the angels, and because he suffered death for us, he is now crowned with glory and honor. Yes, by God's grace, Jesus tasted death for everyone. And now, folks, here's our call to action found in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. "As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God."
Behold him, Father. He took my place. someday, some glorious morning, I shall see Him face to face, all because of God's amazing grace. All because of God's amazing
Our call to worship today has focused on the grace of our God. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program is valuable to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that helps keep Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Of course, you're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry on that website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Now may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.
Too much for me to bear.